Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You had a request for a new way to think about stock market forecasts.
And I think we found a paper that really fits the bill.
I think so too, and I'm really curious to hear your take on this one.
Definitely. Let's jump in.
All right, so we're diving into Transforming Stock Market Forecasts with Variable Expected Returns. It's by Vance Harwood from September 2024.
Okay, so pretty recent research.
Yeah, cutting edge stuff. And basically what Harwood is saying is that the way we traditionally forecast stock market returns is flawed.
And not just flawed, but like fundamentally flawed.
Right. Like it's based on this assumption that just doesn't hold up in the real world.
Exactly. He calls the traditional method the compounded arithmetic returns, or CAR method.
CAR, got it.
And he argues that it's like a casino looking at its games.
Okay. Interesting analogy. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So a casino cares about the average payout across all of its players, right?
Right. The house always wins or whatever.
Exactly. They're looking at the big picture, but you as an individual gambler are focused on your own wins and losses.
Which are way more unpredictable.
Exactly. And the paper argues that traditional stock market forecasts are stuck in that casino mindset, looking at average returns over long periods.
So they're not really reflecting how we as individual investors actually experience the market.
Right. And Harwood uses this hypothetical casino game to really illustrate this point.
Oh, yeah. I remember this example from the paper.
It's a game where your payout depends on rolling dice. The casino, looking at everyone playing, expects a certain average payout.
But me as a single player could have a totally different experience.
Exactly. You might get lucky or you might not. It's the same with the stock market. Those returns are not guaranteed.
It's like assuming you can just steadily compound your winnings year after year without accounting for any bumps in the road.
Exactly. And those bumps, the ups and downs, that volatility has a huge impact on how our investments actually perform over time.
So, okay. If traditional forecasts are based on this flawed casino-style perspective, as you put it, what's a better way to look at things?
Well, that's where Harwood's proposed solution comes in.
The VER model.
Right. Variable expected returns.
Which makes sense, because returns are variable. They're not fixed.
Exactly. The VER model acknowledges that returns change over time due to all sorts of factors, especially volatility.
So it's like with the dice example again.
Yeah, instead of assuming you'll roll a three every time, we need to understand that those dice rolls are inherently unpredictable.
So VER is saying, let's look at the historical data factor and how much the market tends to swing up and down and come up with a more realistic prediction.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting?
What's that?
When Harwood actually compares his VER model to the historical performance of the S&P 500, it's a much closer match than the traditional method.
Really?
Yeah. There's a visual in the paper, figure four, I think. That really shows it.
So it's not just a theory. It actually seems to work.
Yeah, it's more grounded in reality.
I like it. So we're trading those overly optimistic projections for a clearer picture of what to expect.
Exactly. And that's especially important for things like planning for retirement.
Because if you're basing your long-term financial goals on those rosy projections, you might be in for a rude awakening.
Definitely, VER encourages a more cautious and potentially more accurate approach to something like retirement planning.
So maybe rethink that early retirement plan. Just kidding. Mostly.
Right, but seriously, it's about being prepared.
For the long haul.
Yes, and it's not just retirement. This idea has implications for how we assess risk, too.
So like if we're using the wrong yardstick to measure risk,
right.
We're going to end up with a skewed idea of what's actually risky.
Exactly. If the baseline is off, then everything else is going to be off too.
Makes sense. And I think what I find really fascinating about this paper is that Harwood doesn't just stop at the stock market.
Yeah, he hints at how this whole idea could apply to other areas too.
Like he uses the example of lotteries.
Right. The lottery. The house always wins because they're looking at the overall odds, the average.
But someone buying a single ticket, they're focused on their own chances.
Yeah.
Which are much slimmer.
Yeah. So it's two very different perspectives on the same thing.
And both are technically valid.
Right. Just depends on your point of view. And you know what else he mentions?
What's that?
Rainfall patterns.
Okay. Interesting.
Like how we measure and predict rainfall. Maybe that should take into account different perspectives too.
Depending on who's using that information.
Exactly. Are you a farmer? Are you a city planner? Those are different needs.
Wow. So this idea is way bigger than just the stock market.
It's about understanding that the way we measure expected outcomes, it should depend on our role in the system.
Like, are we the casino or are we the player at the roulette wheel? I love that analogy. That's a really powerful way to think about it.
It really makes you stop and think.
It does. It makes you question all those forecasts we encounter every day.
Yeah.
Not just in finance, but in all aspects of life.
For sure.
Well, on that note, I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on today.
A lot to think about.
So until next time, happy investing. And remember, always question the forecast.
And the assumptions behind it.
See you next time.